You're listening to Mike and Tricia on 93.1 KISS FM.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and talk to Michael Gopin in just a minute, but first I'm going to bring you up to date on the situation that's happening over at UTEP. El Paso police said around 7 o'clock this morning that there was a suicidal person on drugs who was armed heading towards the UTEP area. So around 7 o'clock, UTEP put out a minor alert. That's what the students sign up for. And they were told to shelter in place. They were also told about 45 minutes ago the classes were going to start at 9 o'clock. Now, that has been – that – don't listen to that anymore.
That doesn't pertain anymore.
No, because UTEP about 10 minutes ago put out an alert that said, until you get the all clear,
okay,
don't go to the campus.
All right.
Okay, so –
and if you're already there, you shelter in place.
You shelter in place. And just stay where you are. That's the best thing to do. So until you get the all clear, either on your minor alert, on UTEP's social media, their website, don't go to campus. And if you're on campus, stay where you are.
Now, have we received any word about the schools that are in the area of the UTEP campus?
We have. The official El Paso Independent School District Facebook page has a post that says students at El Paso High, WIGS, Armendariz, CCTE, which is the Center for Career and Technology Education, the YWA, Mesita, ECDC, and Lamar are sheltering in place that you cannot get in. The kids, if they're going to get dropped off, they're going to be immediately ushered into the school, and then that's where they're going to stay for the time being.
Okay.
So we don't know where that person is. El Paso police have not updated any of their socials or sent out any further details about this, but we're keeping a really close eye on this because it's scary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if the best thing for you to do is shelter in place in this particular area, and it kind of is encompassing a huge portion of not only the UTEP area, but the Kern Place area up to Mesita and all the schools that I just told you about. If you have any questions, you can always give us a call here at 880-9393. We'll let you know as everything that we
know. Yeah, and we're also updating the KISS El Paso Facebook with the latest information that we get.
Yeah.
Okay, so Michael Gopin, ask a lawyer. Sorry for such a downer intro, man.
I tell you, well, let's just hope everything goes safe over by UTEP.
Yeah, same. So you have questions, legal questions. Mr. Gopin has answers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the first one we've got is Bob. He says, my friend recently told me that you can own, possess, or possibly even buy a firearm, even if you have a felony, if it's been 10 years since you completed your probation or parole. Is that correct in the state of Texas?
Well, it's sort of correct. The way the law is written in Texas is that after 5 years, after you completed your probation for a felony, you can possess a gun in your home only, okay? Not outside of your home, only in your home. The federal law is 10 years, so it conflicts with state law. But in your home, you should be good to have possess your gun in your home. But if you take it outside your home, you can be convicted of another felony.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when things like this happen, so the Fed does override the state in this case?
The Fed does override the state.
Okay.
Typically in Texas, they don't challenge that. They if you have it in your home and it's been 5+ years,
sure.
Typically they won't press charges against you, but they could, and the federal rule would trump. So it's something to be aware of.
Okay.
But felony only in your home.
So. All right.
Okay. Derek says a few months ago he was involved in an automobile accident, and a girl completely sideswiped her with him with her truck. So nothing happened to her truck, but his car suffered damage to the driver's side, and the cops showed up, determined that it was completely her fault. She gave her insurance information, but it turns out wasn't her truck. It was her parents' truck. And she's an excluded driver.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they were not able to cover him for damages with their insurance company because she's an excluded driver. So he says, what's the next step to try to recover money for the $3,500 in damages to the right side of my vehicle?
Well, that's a very unfortunate situation, but the insurance company will not be responsible because there is an excluded driver here, so you're going to be out of luck on that avenue. We've talked a lot about on this show about uninsured motorist coverage and collision coverage. So those are the types of coverages that I hope that you have. If you have collision or under uninsured motorist property damage, those are the type of coverages that will protect you in this case. If you don't and you don't have insurance or you didn't have those particular coverages, you know, your chances of recovery are much slimmer. You could always file a case in small claims court against this person who hit you, but collecting is another huge problem that
sure.
you're going to have.
So they might rule in your favor, right. but if so the person doesn't have any money.
Yeah. Right, you're going to get a piece of paper that says you win, and then that's what you can have on your wall, but they're not going to actually pay.
Couldn't you lien?
No lien.
You can't put liens on? Like if you win a small claims court, you can't put a lien on any?
You have a judgment,
mm-hmm.
And the judgments typically last for 10 years, and you have to renew them. And if the person at some point has property that's not exempt, and in Texas your house is exempt, your car is exempt, there's certain furniture that's exempt. If they have assets outside of those things, like another property or something, then you could maybe collect on that.
Or if they get a better job and make more money.
Well, you can't garnish wages in Texas.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
That's another reason why a lot of times lawyers will tell you, yeah, look, you're going to have to take care of this yourself.
Wow.
Because there's so many rules about what they can and can't do legally.
Right. I mean, a lot of people are what they call judgment proof, which means you can get a judgment, mm-hmm. but it's not going to do you any good. You're not going to be able to collect.
Yep.
Why am I such a law-abiding citizen then?
I tell you, to protect yourself.
But, my gosh, it just seems like...
We're very proud of you that you are.
I know, right?
Well, thank you.
But it
that
also
means
kinda,
a lot.
That's right.
It also kind of makes you never want to go out again.
Uh-huh.
Because you're like, oh, great, this guy's got $3,500 worth of damage to his car, and he is just out of luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to rethink my $25 a month insurance.
Protect yourself. Get that coverage, guys.
Right, exactly.
Before they wreck yourself.
Jason says, hello, Mr. Gopin. I have a question regarding the COVID vaccine. My employer is really pressuring me to get it and is now almost forcing me to do so. Can my employer make me get the COVID vaccine even if I don't want it?
Well, that's a legal question that we probably don't have a real answer for yet. Yesterday, the Court of Appeals overturned Biden's COVID mandate mm-hmm. vaccine rules, so we're kind of in a limbo here. So, you know, Abbott says one thing, there's no mandate. Biden says there is a mandate. The problem is that in Texas, it's an at-will state, and which means that your employer can basically fire you for any reason they want to, except, you know, certain exceptions to that. The COVID vaccine is not one of them at this point. So it may come down to you want your job or the vaccine, and you'll have to find a job somewhere else. It could end up being that way. It's not completely known at this point in time, but my hunch is that at some point, you know, if they're going to make the rule, that's going to be the rule, and you can either choose to get the vaccine or find another job.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll find out exactly what happens in the future, but that's probably my guess.
And the worst part about it is that there are so many court cases flying all over the place.
They're all over the place. And employers who have had the vaccine mandates basically have won the early trials on that.
Right.
So it looks like they can make their own rules. And they do it fairly and across the board.
Yeah.
At this point, it looks like it's a choice that you're going to have to make, like getting the vaccine or not, wearing face masks or not.
Yeah.
You know,
look at the NBA. I mean, we have a famous player in New York for the Brooklyn Nets, Kyrie Irving, who isn't getting the vaccine. He's not playing.
Yeah,
right.
He's choosing to sit it out, or he's choosing to take the punishment, whatever that may be.
Right. I mean,
paycheck or no paycheck.
Exactly.
And like you said, it's the across-the-board thing that's going to get you every time.
Okay.
If everybody has to do it, then you're going to have to also.
All right. Ask a Lawyer, Michael Gopin. We'll be right back with more of your legal questions.